Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And, stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the simplest but most significant gestures in the sacraments is the extending of hands. But first, let me illustrate its importance in daily life. An elderly man was dying, laying in his bed at home, when suddenly he smelled the sweet aroma of fresh baked cookies. Baked chocolate chip cookies, his favorite. With a superhuman effort, he lifted himself out of bed, crawled downstairs on his hands and his knees, hoping to get a bite. Finally arriving in the kitchen, gasping and panting, he made one last heroic effort and stretched his shaking hand toward the nearest warm cookie. Then suddenly, smack! His wife hit his hand with a spatula and said, "Stay out of those cookies. They're for the funeral." So we stretch out our hands to chocolate chip cookies. Our two scriptures today, Exodus 15 and Matthew 12, describe how Moses and Jesus also stretch out their hands. And this hand stretching is very significant. We read in Exodus 14, verse 21, Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so it turned into dry land. When Moses stretches out his hand, God controls the forces of nature and saves the Israelites. In Matthew chapter 12, someone says that Jesus' family was waiting outside to speak to him. How did he react? Matthew notes his gesture as our Lord replied, and stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." In other words, Jesus was also exerting divine power over nature when he extended his hands over the people, like Moses did over the water. His outstretched hands transformed his human family into his divine family. Pay very close attention. Whenever anyone stretches out their hands in the scriptures, they're not reaching for cookies. They are revealing the plan of God. With this biblical backdrop, we can see why the stretching of hands is so significant in each of the seven sacraments. Have you ever noticed that gesture in the sacraments? In baptism, the priest stretches his hands over the waters of baptism, like Moses stretched his hands over the Red Sea. And that water will save a baby, like the waters saved the chosen people. In confirmation, the bishop stretches his hands over the young people and urges them to do God's will in their lives, like Jesus stretched his hands over those who do God's will. In the Eucharist, the priest stretches his hands over the bread and the wine on the altar, and the altar server usually forgets to ring the bells. In confession, the priest stretches his hand over the penitent and washes away his or her sins by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the anointing of the sick, the priest extends his hands over the sick person, and sometimes they're healed, both in body as well as in spirit. In holy orders, the bishop stretches out his hands over a man, a mere mortal, and transforms him into another Christ, an alter Christus. In other words, we can see why the stretching of hands is so significant in the sacraments if we first recall how powerful this gesture was in the scriptures. And this gives another layer of meaning to St. Jerome's classic comment, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of the sacraments. But there is one more sacrament you might have noticed I hadn't mentioned, with a significant stretching out of hands, namely marriage. When does the priest stretch out his hands over the couple? Well, he does that at the nuptial blessing, but he is not the main minister of matrimony. Who is? The couple themselves are. The priest is just a glorified flower pot sitting up here. The groom gives the sacrament of marriage to the bride, and the bride gives the sacrament of marriage to the groom. So, when does the minister of the sacrament of marriage stretch out his or her hands? Well, first, when they reach for each other and kiss each other at the wedding. But more meaningfully, when they reach for each other and consummate their marriage on their honeymoon. That stretching out of hands is a lot better than reaching for chocolate chip cookies. In every sacrament, therefore, as we find sprinkled throughout the scriptures, is a significant stretching out of hands. That miraculous moment is called the epiclesis in Greek, which literally means the calling down of the Holy Spirit, the power of the third person of the Holy Trinity transforms the human into the divine, the earthly into the heavenly, the temporal into the eternal. Praised be Jesus Christ.